Where is Paul? Is he here? Is he still in it? Where is he? Paul Seabar, ladies and gentlemen, join us here today on the What Do You Know show. Paul Seabar, his new band is called Tomorrow Sound. He was formerly with the Milwaukee. What did you do with the Milwaukeeans? Did you have to kill them all to get the new band?
Sleeping.
Huh?
Hushed it up?
Because the Milwaukeeans, I think, is like the perfect band name. I'd like to use it if I had a band. Could I?
Well, you can use it now. Mike.
Is it available?
Wide open.
Because Mike and the Milwaukeeans. Because
yeah.
Then you can use the MKE, like in the, you know, an airport.
That's right.
Thing and everything. You decided it was time to go on to a different concept, or what happened there, Paul?
I did. I wanted to shock my fans into remembering that we were around.
Yeah.
So I chose a name that was forward-looking.
Yeah. Tomorrow Sound.
Yes.
The sound of tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay.
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
One day only.
That's right.
Sounds like a sale or something. Well, that's really good. But you know, I still like the other one too. But Paul Seabar slept on my floor. This is going to be like one of those Bob Dylan stories. Say, Bob Dylan slept on my floor. Remember, you hear people saying that once in a while. In 1964.
He stole all of his records.
Remember sleeping on my floor? What?
And Bob was known for stealing all of the records when he stayed over.
Yeah.
I was a nicer guest.
Yeah, you didn't. I don't think you took a thing, did you?
I did not.
Yeah. That was very cool. Remember that, sleeping on my floor?
I do remember that.
I think it made your career possible.
I think it was a big step up.
There was, right next to the floor. Hopefully it didn't hit your head on it. And then, and when I was doing my show from Dolly's Fine Foods, like in 1978, I think it was. Huh?
Mm-hmm. It was about a similar time of the day, I recall.
Yes, you were in a similar form, I remember. You couldn't actually speak yet. But you could still sing. That's so amazing. You can't speak, but you can sing and play. That's really cool. And who wanders in but this troubadour with this beat-up guitar? You still have that guitar? That's not it, I don't think.
This is not it.
Yeah, that was like a squarish guitar you used to carry around.
Yeah, I can't remember which one that was.
It was really beat up.
It's
and,
true.
Yeah, and that was him. And he's been him ever since. History is what I'm saying.
It's been St. Vincent de Paul now for probably 20 years. Dolly's.
Yeah, they took over. They were next door, and then they just took over.
That's right. That's a charming place.
Yeah. So thank you for coming. I know you're playing tonight at the Harmony Bar here in Madison.
That's right.
And then when's Milwaukee, the Milwaukee date?
Milwaukee was last night.
Was last night.
Turner
you can't
Hall.
Make that. Okay.
You'll really enjoy it.
Yeah. They had a great time if they were there. And then we're going on tour.
We are. We're heading east toward the end of the month.
Yeah.
We got a 2-week run kind of starting in Columbus, Ohio, and ending up in Hudson, New York.
Hudson, New York. Okay.
And many points between.
Many points in between. And will they hear something like this?
I think they will. They'll hear something, but augmented with the sound of the band.
The whole band, the Tomorrow
Yes.
Boys.
Yes.
Wherever they are. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Seabar.
All right. We'll do a little, this one will acknowledge the polar vortex. It's called Just That Cold.
Had you balmy, I had you with a breeze. Had you pulled a weather broke down to some deep breeze. I had you pegged a lover, warm heart and tender soul. Well, maybe I'm just stone crazy, and maybe you're just that cold. Maybe you're just that cold. Someone's feeling suffers and someone gets to sweat. Someone gets to getting and someone to forget. Now me, I'm seeing snake eyes, that's how the dice have rolled. Maybe there'll be no summer, and maybe it's just that cold. Maybe it's just that cold. I never listened to those happening by. They'd never been on the ride. I never thought I'd take it out on myself and doubt what's the savor inside. Thank you. kept things cracking, I held up my hand. But cracking's a problem when you're trying to bend. There ain't no more handouts, it's all bought and sold. And me, I'm barely wriggling on this hook. Maybe it's just that cold. Maybe it's just that cold. Maybe we're just that cold. Maybe it's just that cold. At some deep breeze, I had you paid a lover, woman, a tender soul. Well, maybe I'm just stone crazy, and maybe you're just that cold. Maybe we're just that cold. Maybe it's just that cold. Maybe we're just that cold.
Tune. Is that on the new album?
That's on the new album, this one.
Is that the new album?
That's the new album.
What is that called, that new album?
It's called Fine Rude Thing.
Fine Rude Thing?
That's what it's called.
I like it. Oh, thank you. You want money for this?
From you?
No. I get the implications of that. Thank you very much. Looks good. Oh, I should probably show people. Okay. So just socking it away.
It will be in stores near you as of Tuesday.
Fine Rude Thing. Cool, very cool. All songs by Paul Seabar, except as indicated.
Mm-hmm.
Take as indicated.
There's a number of co-writes on this record.
Yeah, cool, very cool. And so, okay, so now, by the way, those are the same shoes you had when you walked into that Dolly's in 1978.
They could very well be.
You keep them very, you really are kind to your shoes.
It's the shoe trees, man.
Doing a lot of writing, are you?
I've been doing a fair amount of writing, yeah.
Is this a prolific period?
I've been having a good time. There's a guy, Pat McLaughlin, in Nashville. I've written a number of things with him.
Oh, cool.
And there's four on the record that he and I co-wrote. There's one that I co-wrote with Cesar Rosas of Los Lobos that I'm really proud of.
And fantastic.
Another one, Chuck Mead, who's led the band BR549, and now has the Grassy Knoll Boys.
Yeah.
We wrote one, and then Willie Porter in Milwaukee.
Sure.
We wrote one, too.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, how about another one from you?
Sounds good.
Did you wake up enough to play another one?
This is one of the Pat McLaughlin collaborations. This is called Like Lovin' People Do. When we were writing it, Pat insisted that it should be called The Arrangement, as we were talking about records like The Letter. And he thought that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But I chickened out. Called it Like Loving People Do. Here we go.
There ain't nothing that I would rather do while you sit and dream than make your dreams come true. But making dreams come true is one thing. I find that other people seem a whole lot better at. Now if you'd be so kind to let me take a whack and making yours come true, I could rear off. like loving people do. Now loving people sure set that bar up high. Telling all that truth and letting all that fly, while holding on so tight to what's been here and gone. It doesn't sit too well, the words all come out wrong. So what say we wade in the water not so cold? There's bound to be a break in this howling wind. I'll try and hear you out if you let me get mine in and work my way around to your dream again. La, 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 la.
Paul Seabar.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International.